Bernie Sanders, of course. Cheap illegal workers drive down U.S. wages. By John Binder on January 14, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, admits cheaper illegal alien workers drive down wages for America's working and middle class but continues to support amnesty for illegal aliens, decriminalization of the United States-Mexico border, and throwing out President Trump's Buy American, Hire American executive order. Sanders navigated through the issue during an interview with the New York Times, attempting to explain his previous statements where he has admitted that opening the U.S. border is detrimental to the nation-state and has slammed the concept of hemispheric open borders. During the exchange, Sanders says of course cheaper illegal alien workers hired by businesses at $5 an hour will lower wages for America's working class, who are often looking for entry-level jobs. Yeah, if you're being paid $5, an hour. Now of course it's going to lower wages, Sanders said. Why would I hire at a higher wage? Later in the interview, though, Sanders backs away from immigration's wage suppression impact on Americans and focuses on a $15 minimum wage, suggesting that illegal aliens be legalized and paid the same wage as Americans. All I am saying is that if for whatever reason, I'm paying you $5 an hour, okay, Sanders said. You don't think that's going to lower the wages that she gets? Legal immigration levels, where 1.2 million mostly low-skilled legal immigrants and hundreds of thousands of foreign visa workers are admitted to the country annually, have driven the number of foreign-born workers in the U.S. to its highest level since 1996. This is in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who enter the country every year. Most immigrants to the U.S. immediately begin competing for blue-collar and white-collar jobs against millions of Americans who want full-time employment. Extensive research by economists like George Boreas and analyst Stephen Camerota reveals that the country's current mass legal immigration system burdens U.S. taxpayers and America's working and middle class while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth every year to major employers and newly arrived immigrants. Similarly, research has revealed how Americans' wages are crushed by the country's high immigration levels. For every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupations, their weekly wages are cut by about 0.5%, Camerota finds. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.75% since 17.5% of the workforce is foreign-born. In a state like Florida, where immigrants make up about 25.4% of the labor force, American workers have their weekly wages reduced by about 12.5%. In California, where immigrants make up 34% of the labor force, American workers' weekly wages are reduced by potentially 17%. Likewise, every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of low-skilled U.S. occupations reduces wages by about 0.8%. Should 15% of low-skilled jobs be held by foreign-born workers, it would reduce the wages of native-born American workers by perhaps 12%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.